It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book transports readers to the Great Depression and America's Dust Bowl. It's a novel featured in the Great American Read series on PBS. Here's our reviewer, Brady Clemens, with this week's Bookmark.
When the list for PBS's Great American Read program was released, I was pleased to see that among several favorites, John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath made the cut. Steinbeck has long been in my universe of preferred books. Over the course of a few years while I was a teenager, I made my way through several of his works, including Of Mice and Men, East of Eden, and the lesser-known but deeply comic work Tortilla Flat. But of those books, it's only been The Grapes of Wrath that I've returned to repeatedly. Since I rarely reread anything, that says a lot. When I read it first in high school, it was little more than a good story. But some part of it must have stayed with me, whether it was the perseverance of the Jode family in working for a better life in California, or the injustices they faced in their efforts. In the years and the times I've read it since, it's come to mean far more to me than that, though it is certainly a great read. The story of Tom Jode and his family is a story of America. It's the story of immigrants. These immigrants don't come from other countries, but they're just as important in shaping the country as we know it. The Jodes represent the largest of several internal mass migrations. They join 2.5 million others fleeing widespread crop failures, soil erosion, and bank repossessions in the Midwest of the Dust Bowl era. Called Okies, these migrants meet with many of the same challenges and prejudices as other immigrant groups. Radicalized by the murder of a Jesus-like former preacher standing up for the rights of workers, Tom Jode attacks and kills one of the assailants. Already an ex-convict who broke parole by leaving Oklahoma, Jode becomes a fugitive, pledging to stand up for the oppressed. Heavy rains and difficulty finding work leave the Jode family with a deeply uncertain future at the end of the book. For some, the ending is unsatisfying, but I find the essential uncertainty and the rawness of it is what gives it such power. It's what gives the whole book its power. The Grapes of Wrath resonates because the issues it deals with are still relevant for us, almost 80 years after it was published. We're forced to grapple with issues of class and the rights of the workers who harvest our food, existing on the margins of society on the lowest of incomes. Steinbeck forces us to look at our tendency to demonize the other coming into our communities. He makes us question how we can treat fellow citizens so poorly. Given that we seem nowhere close to resolving these issues, The Grapes of Wrath is likely to remain relevant. Steinbeck's work may not win the final Great American Read vote, but it surely earned its place on the list.
That book is The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. Reviewer Brady Clemens is the District Consultant Librarian at SCLO Center Region Library in State College. He'll be facilitating a Great American Read summer book discussion at the Clearfield County Public Library in Kerwinsville on August 6th at 6:30 in the evening. The theme for the evening is The American Experience. You can vote for your favorite of the Great American Read books at pbs.org/Great American Read. And if you'd like to review your favorite book from the list, go to wpsu.org/bookmark to find out how. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.